Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on February 19th, 2016. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Great, good, good.
Great. It's going to warm up again this weekend from what I understand.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. That's the last thing I heard.
Who did you hear that from?
It was on the morning news.
Oh, another weatherman.
Yes, another weatherman. I think I saw it yesterday. They were saying when that front moved out yesterday morning.
Yeah.
They said it was going to get windy. There was going to be a lot of wind. We didn't have wind here, but then they said it's supposed to heat up again this weekend. So right. I'm looking forward to that, you know, doing my strand cruise.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's very good, this warming up trend. It feels like summer, even though we really need El Nino. But it'll
yeah. You know, it's so funny. Do you remember, I don't know, I guess about 5 weeks ago, I pruned all of my roses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have roses in my front yard. I have a whole bed of them. And about 5 weeks ago, I spent a couple of days pruning them down, you know, spraying them with the stuff. And we put a bunch of fresh soil and mulch and stuff down. And generally, I like to let them – I call putting them to bed for the winter. You know, it's tongue-in-cheek. But so I like them to be put to bed for at least a month, if not 6 weeks, meaning – I don't want to see a leaf on there until they get a good winter's rest.
Mm-hmm.
They're filling up already after not even 3 weeks.
Because of the
We had the rain, and then we had the warmth.
Right.
And after last weekend, they just exploded. I actually had one that put out a rose already.
Yeah. Wow.
Which, you know, as I said, I like to let them rest.
Right.
A little bit before they, you know, before they really get into it.
right.
But, you know, this time of year, now the end of February and then into March and April, everything's going to be blooming. As a matter of fact, I saw some cherry trees blooming someplace here in the South Bay recently.
Yes, right. My wife took some pictures of actually a cherry tree right near I can't remember the name. It's a restaurant that we went to recently.
Yeah, yes. It was something random. And yeah. I thought, well, that's a little early, isn't it? So that warm weather is messing with our flora.
Ah, the soup plantation.
Soup plantation. Where is that? Is that on Sepulveda Boulevard up by El Segundo? Or
It's Hawthorne and Torrance Boulevard.
Yeah, that might have been the same one I saw.
They call it Restaurant Row.
Yeah. That might have been where I saw the tree too.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But anyway, our guest is going to join us in about 5 minutes or so.
All right.
Because she had a class this morning, and so she's gonna call in about 5 or 6 minutes. So in the meantime, we got a little time to chat, and there's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh yeah, what's that?
This has nothing to do with the South Bay.
No.
Okay?
What? This is a South Bay show, Jackie.
Well,
I don't know if this is legal.
it will affect people in the South Bay.
Okay.
It will affect, because it's affecting me, and it's really ticking me off. So, with TV today, right, you know, you've got all these different carriers. You know what used to be? We all used to get the same channels, and we all used to get the same shows. And I'm not even talking about 30 years ago. I'm talking about 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, if you had, everybody had certain channels. Like, there was the basic cable channel, and they were premium.
Right.
You know, the HBO and the Showtime and stuff that you paid for. Well, several years ago, they started changing that up. It's not a big cable package anymore. There's entertainment block, and then a news block, and then sports block, and you have to pay separately for all of, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well, I told you we made the switch from Time Warner Cable to Fios, right?
I love Fios.
Well, then you know that you have these different blocks.
Right.
You pay per block.
The sports package, the premium package.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that's annoying to begin with because, it just gets expensive.
Right.
You know, I think we were paying, and we had the bundle with Time Warner. We had the phone, the computer, the cable, and it was about $250 a month.
Right.
Which was ridiculous because when I started with them, it was like, you know, 79.
Yeah.
So we started looking, you know, for a new one. We eventually got Fios, and their package sounded really good, $79.99. And then if you want to buy this, you know, premiums and stuff, by the time all was said and done, the packages I wanted, I set it up. JB didn't deal with it. I dealt with it. And so I got I looked at the packages. I said, okay, we'll take this, this, and this. And even then it was like $139 a month,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, a week later, John's trying to find something, and he's like, why don't we get the sports channels?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I don't know if I got the sports package.
Yeah.
So he had to call up and order the sports package, and it turns out there was something else. So now I'm paying $180 a month.
Right.
All right. So, okay. And I'm not getting everything still. All right? There's still a lot I'm not getting. All right?
Right. Of course.
So anyway, I also subscribed. Well, okay. I watch a lot of stuff on demand just because I'm not home a lot to watch it when it's on TV. So what I love about cable these days is the on demand. I can watch things when I want. But even with all this, there still was stuff I wasn't getting. So I subscribed to Netflix.
Okay.
All right. And I could go and I could watch House of Cards, you know, and a couple of other shows here and there. And I could binge watch on stuff, you know, stuff I'd never seen that I could binge watch and everything. Well, last season, I started watching a new show called The Last Ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see season one. I kind of jumped in the middle of season two.
Yeah.
And it was a really good show. So when the season ended, I thought, well, I need to go back and watch from the beginning, season one and the first part of season two.
Yeah.
So I went on demand to find it, and I couldn't find it. So I called Fios, and I asked them, so where is this Last Ship? It's on TNT. I said, how can I watch it? And they put me on hold for one. They came back, and they said, oh, they don't offer it on demand. I said, well, can I watch it on my computer? And they said, no, you have to pay for it. I said, what do I have to pay for it? I said, I'm paying for the service now, getting TNT. I'm paying for that package that TNT is in.
Yeah.
And they said, well, it's up to the companies that produce it, whether or not they offer it. And then she said, hold on, let me look. And she goes, and she says, well, you can purchase it on Hulu and watch it.
Right.
So I was like, well, I have Netflix. And they go, they don't offer it on Netflix. They have an exclusive agreement with Hulu.
Yeah.
I said, so you're telling me the only way to go back and watch season one of this show is to pay for it again?
On Hulu.
On Hulu. Now, I'm not subscribing to Hulu.
Right.
I'm already subscribed to Netflix.
Right.
But apparently what's happening, because I've been now researching this, I'm looking at different shows, they're doing these exclusive contracts with all of these different, HBO Go, Google Prime, Amazon, all these, iTunes. So
Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like there's never going to be a coffee clutch again talking about what everybody watched the night before because everybody's not going to get anything.
Everybody's got different subscriptions to different services.
Yeah.
It's disintermediation.
Am I the only person that is upset by this?
I don't know. Tracy, how do you feel about it?
Oh, well, I don't know if I'm the right person to ask. I don't get time to watch a lot of TV.
You know, it's funny. I don't watch. It sounds like I watch a lot, but I really don't. I watch like an hour a night when I have time. But anyway, so
you know, your special shows.
Yeah.
Disintermediation, they call it. It's where, you know, the producers, they're being drug kicking and screaming into the streaming age, and now they are cutting deals. Like Donald Trump, they're cutting deals with everyone to get the maximum return on their productions.
Well, okay. Let me just quickly wrap it up here because our guest is with us, and I want to do the intro.
Yeah.
I went online and I wrote something about it. I said, you know, I just said that I'm very upset about this. You know, I am not subscribing to all these different streaming services. And somebody that I didn't know said, "What show are you trying to watch?" And I said, "The Last Ship."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Try this." And he sent me a link.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it for free.
Mm-hmm.
He found it for me. I got to watch it for free.
Oh, we didn't talk about that. That's illegal.
Okay, well, I'm not giving out names.
But if we were to talk about that, there's nothing that's not available online for free.
As I'm discovering. So now I just have to make sure that I get through the whole season before they catch it and shut it down, right?
It can't, yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that's what the producers, you know, they first with music and then
yeah.
with video and movies, there's no shutting it down, really.
Yep. So anyway,
well,
that's my rant for the day.
That's the rant for the day. We should have that as an official, you know, like a thing, rant of the day. We're so thankful to talk about this subject because this is really a hot subject. We've talked about at the top of the year, we talked about Beach City's Health District and all the wonderful things that they do for us here in the South Bay, and yet that's only part of the picture.
We talked to Kaiser Permanente.
Kaiser Permanente, right.
Yeah, we've talked to several people, yeah.
When you have, you know, things that you want to change with your body or with your health, sometimes you need a professional.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to a professional today, and that's exciting. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Tracy Coe, founder of Coe Dynamics, located in Manhattan Beach. Tracy packaged a 7-year business education and career with an extensive education in Pilates certification, medical conditioning specialist certification, physical therapy assistance, and her consistent personal health and fitness to fulfill a passion of guiding people to achieve their goals of physical fitness and wellness. In 2003, Tracy established Coe Dynamics Pilates Studio, which also offers TRX fitness, wellness, and nutrition services. Tracy is also certified as a quantum nutrition practitioner and offers one-on-one wellness coaching. While focusing on a nutrient-dense diet and creating superior bioenergetics in her clients' surrounding environments, Tracy custom tailors individual wellness and nutrition programs using a cutting-edge testing technique called quantum reflex analysis. She has distinguished herself as a certified wellness and quantum nutrition practitioner in the South Bay, both as a public speaker and working with individual clients targeting specific health issues and guiding them to a life of vitality, energy, improved flexibility, physical transformation, mental sharpness, restful sleep, and peace of mind. This all sounds good, Joe. Welcome to the program, Tracy. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, and we're so excited to talk to you because you really have a full sort of suite of services and knowledge in this area, and it's really something that I'm very interested in because I've been trying to get in shape and trying to lose weight, and it seems like everyone is trying to do the same thing. 2003. That's quite a while that you've had Coe Dynamics established.
I sometimes can't believe it myself. The years have just flown by, which is a great thing. And so yeah, I'm very excited about it myself.
You know, Tracy, this makes a lot of sense to me. It sounds like everything that you're doing is very individualized, because I think for the longest time, from the invention of the gym, you know, the gym that people join, people think that one size fits all when it comes to nutrition and health and exercise.
Right, and we are all individual people. We are all different. We all have different backgrounds. We have different cultures. We have, you know, different paths in terms of eating habits, family situations, personal health, and there isn't a one-size-fits-all package.
And that's what we've been sold for the longest time.
Right. And so from the Pilates and the TRX to the wellness, I have experienced that people gain a much bigger benefit when they can get a little more personal attention.
So now how, just give us, just to start off, the typical overview of Codynamics, if you were explaining this to a group, an audience, how would you explain what Codynamics is, Codynamics Pilates and Studio?
Sure. I'd like to consider it a boutique of health and fitness, where we offer both the exercise as well as the nutritional aspect. And the reason why I have developed it that way is you can't, it's very hard to have one without the other. If you're trying to exercise and you're in constant pain, which is usually a lot of chronic inflammation, it makes it very hard to exercise. One, it hurts, but two, also that affects your motivation as well. And so I have combined the fitness with the health aspect to help people to get to their true goals of health and wellness.
Now I'm following some of the research very closely. I'm associated with a company that is selling a product in this space for wellness, and it turns out current research shows that inflammation is at the root cause of so many illnesses. I mean, heart disease is primarily a disease of inflammation.
Correct. And the other combination with that is a lot of inflammation gets carried in our digestive tract, in our gut. And and your digestive system is kind of like the mothership of your entire body. If your digestive system is out of whack, there's going to be something else going out of whack within the body if it doesn't just stay in that area. And so the inflammation does spread. What has happened is we've got drawn so far away from nature. Our body has really has unfortunately reaped the benefits of being away from nature and receiving the sunlight and the earth and the foods that we're supposed to get provided from it. And our bodies don't recognize that, all the synthetics and the chemicals that are coming in. So it's the inflammation is actually a sign that your body is trying to attack things to get rid of it, but it's so chronic that it's in a constant state of panic to heal itself.
That's always made sense to me. You know, I've known this for a long time that there's a phrase that I love, and it involves a four-letter word, Joe, so I gotta say it. You know, anytime you look at ingredient, anytime you go to purchase something, some food, and it says light or diet, be prepared for a chemical shitstorm. Anything that says light or diet in it, it's all chemicals.
A good friend of mine, Mike Rutherford, he says, you know, when it says fat-free, that means full of sugar. Fat-free, full of sugar. Tell us, now you have, as a part of Codynamics, you have nutrition services. Does that include supplements and also counseling with how to prepare meals and cook meals and what to cook and that kind of thing?
Yes, it does definitely can contain that whole picture. It again, it really depends on where the person, that individual person, is at and is available to mentally, emotionally, physically, monetarily to go. So, for example, I might have someone that come in and they just never drink water. And so it just might be a challenge for them to start getting more water in their diet and less, you know, caffeine or sugar-laden products. And that might be it until they're ready for that next step. That could be a huge emotional draw for them. But, yeah, right. That all being said, if you know, diets usually have some, I mean, I'm still even working on my diet that can be revamped to bring in more nutrients. And if they're not getting enough nutrients in their diet, then we'll possibly bring in some nutritional support until they can rebalance their diet.
I see.
Oh, Joe, I went through this years ago. Tracy, I had a personal trainer for a couple of years, and she helped me out tremendously with my nutrition. Not that I ate bad,
right?
But I could eat better.
Right.
I didn't eat like packaged foods. You know, I ate a lot of vegetables. You know. I would certain things I buy organic, but I loved my bread. I loved my pasta.
Oh.
I love those starches.
Not bread.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. And I loved all that stuff. And when she said, okay, we're going to cut out the pasta, I looked at her like, are you out of your mind? Mm-hmm. You know, that's not going to happen, you know. But we did it in steps.
Right.
And what happened was, when I stopped, I switched to a whole grain bread, you know. I think, you know, I would eat sourdough, I would eat Italian, I would eat French bread, but I switched to a whole grain bread, and I found one that I really liked, so that wasn't difficult. And then I cook, and then I made an effort to cook less pasta at home.
Mm-hmm.
And over the course of several months, my body didn't crave it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I almost stopped cooking it completely.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be something special, like when I went out to dinner,
mm-hmm.
I would treat myself to, you know, some pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting how your body tells you, you know, if you listen to it,
right,
what you need, what
you're,
you don't
right.
need.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say I actually just completed an entire blog series on how to make the food in your kitchen more nutritious, starting from, you know, what food, where are you buying your foods, know your farmers or know where your food's coming from, your produce and your meat, to different kitchen techniques that you can use to make your food actually more nutritious rather than depleting the nutrition of it, which makes a difference.
Now, where would we find your blog?
My blog is listed on my website, which is coe-dynamics. And there's a whole, underneath the wellness section, there's your blog series there.
Okay. This is a very strange time, Tracy. This is a very strange time in the world of nutrition, and I'm thinking of the food pyramid. Because science, you know, isn't an absolute science. Science isn't an absolute enterprise. It's a human enterprise. And things change over time as scientists learn new things. And in the world of nutrition, there's a book called Grain Brain by a gentleman, Dr. David Perlmutter. And when I read this book, it just blew me away. I read it about a year ago, and I read it again about 4 or 5 months ago. Grain Brain. Have you heard of this book?
Yes, I have, actually. And I think it's a phenomenal book. I think one thing that people need to be cautious of is that they don't consider all grain bad. What has happened is our foods have been adulterated with chemicals, or we don't cultivate our soils anymore. And so our grains, the nutritional aspect of our grains have changed. But there have been centuries of cultures that have lived off of grains, very healthy, long-term lives. And it was a matter of how they grew their grains and also how they prepared them, rather than just being, you know, in a package and they put them in water and they boil them. They actually, what was a word that's called cultured or even sprouted, and actually those are two of the blogs that I have on that wellness series, they actually cultured their grains to prepare them to be more nutritious and take off natural nutritional inhibitors, such as enzyme inhibitors and things of that nature, so your body can easier digest those grains when they're properly prepared.
Is that, Tracy, is that like the difference between whole oats and rolled oats?
Yes, because whole your rolled oats have been more processed, and so they're out of their more natural state, where it could have stripped it of some nutrients to be able to do the proper work in your body. Yes, that's great.
You know, I just recently I was reading some information about how now some people are saying a couple of things you really want to avoid eating, and it sounds strange, but two of them were wheat bread and soy because they are so processed. Is there any truth to that, Tracy?
Because yes, any food that's heavily processed, you want to stay away from. And so, yes, both of those have become, you know, mainstream industry, really cheap products to process and become more fillers rather than nutritional items. So soy, when it has been properly eaten, has been a cultured or a fermented product. So when it's fermented, it's already partially broken down, so your digestive system doesn't have to work so hard to uptake the nutrients. That's no longer the case in our industry, at least the American culture.
So it's okay to eat, it's good to eat edamame, but soy sauce and miso has been too processed.
Miso, actually, you can find that actually still in a fermented area. So, but I would stay away from the soy sauce, yes. That's not properly cultured. If it's in a bottle, it's on your, you know, your grocery store, it's been processed to stay on that shelf for a longer period of time. You can find
Is tofu a form of soy as well?
Yes, it's made out of soybeans. And again, tofu is not a bad thing if it's in its proper state, a cultured state versus being processed. So, and those are things that you need to be aware of because soy has a big play on your estrogen factors, men and women. And too high estrogen is, as many people have already have discovered or heard of, too high estrogen can create, can proliferate the cancer cells of the body. So it can aggravate. So, you want to be careful with your choices. Exactly.
This is fascinating. I want to get into the how grains have changed over time, and how, you know, whole grains in the, you know, the 50s were a healthy part of the American diet, and then people eating exactly the same, at least they thought, in the 70s and 80s was not as healthy as it was in the 40s and 50s because the food itself changed. It wasn't the American diet that changed. It was the food changed. Also, I have to say, I can see, Jackie, now that we're never going to be sponsored by the soy industry. because my wife had thyroid cancer a few years ago. Thankfully, thank God, she's very healthy now, and she does not have a thyroid, but she's very healthy now. But the key is she will not touch anything soy-related, and so I don't get any soy, and I don't try. Not so much because of the fact that certain soy proteins are similar to estrogen proteins in shape and size, and they fit into those receptors, but because 97% of soy produced today is GMO. And my wife is just like GMO, you know, the sign of the cross. GMO, sign of the cross.
Yeah, certainly.
So,
And Tracy, I remember several years ago, soy was, you know, people were claiming it was during menopause, women should get more soy, get more soy.
Right.
Now,
yes.
So it's like people give us information, and then 10 years later, they tell us it's bad. Remember with the eggs? Remember years ago?
Right, where
they told you, no more than 2 eggs a week.
Right.
And now they're saying eggs are the perfect food.
Well, and eggs, you know, this is exactly why I kind of did what I did, is gone into wellness and health, is to research, you know, because I used to follow the fads too, but I never thought of, where are they getting this information from? Who's, you know, promoting this information? How is it being promoted? You know, is it monetarily backed, or is it backed by people who have a goodwill of trying to help people out and want long-term health for them without having to rely on medications, but rely more on nature to bring the nutrients and the health and the wellness. And so that's exactly why I went into what I went into, because, you know, for me, for my financial investments, I have to say I'm thankful for my financial investor, because I don't really care to look into that information, you know, but I have someone that does, and I can trust him to take care of my finances, where now I've hopefully have become someone that others can trust me who don't have the time or just don't have the interest to really dive in and really investigate, you know, how should I be eating and so forth. But it really boils down to just getting back to nature's basics. It's really what it boils down to when it comes to
everything. And we need to take a station break, Joe.
We need to take a station break. What a fascinating discussion. This is really the kind of town hall meeting that I want to hear, rather than those political town hall meetings that they're having now. I want to talk about health, and we have someone with us to really guide us, and she's done the research, Tracy Coe of Coe Dynamics. We're so thankful to have her with us today. And, of course, if you have any questions or comments, you're listening to the South Bay Show. You can call in at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. Please give us a call. We'd love to have your comment or question. Thank you very much. And that's it. We're not going to have a commercial today.
No commercial. So, wait, but let's get back. Let's get back to this GMO thing, okay?
Yeah, well, okay. We were going to get back to that, but I just have one comment, and that is today, grains are not the grains of yesteryear. It turns out that wheat produced today, not GMO wheat, but just naturally husbanded wheat, has 40 times the gluten of wheat of yesteryear. So this is not really an issue of what people are eating. It's the fact that the food itself has changed because of the way that industry is always trying to improve things. Well, they've just improved the stuff so that it's not healthy for us any longer in some cases.
Well, I think it was because somebody told me about this recently, how naturally – there would be one grain harvest a year.
Hmm.
And then the big companies wanted to harvest it all year long, so they had to modify it.
Hmm.
And unfortunately, those big companies, I guess when they germinate the spores or whatever, like if you have a field that's organic wheat and you have the big company next to you, it's gonna blow. It's going to blow into your field. It's going to affect the way your wheat is grown.
Right.
So in this country, I don't even know if there's any more real wheat that hasn't been affected by what they've... No, seriously. I know in Europe, like Italy, I know, gets their wheat from Russia. Because Italy doesn't allow them to mess with their food. They don't allow GMOs in Italy.
Yeah.
They won't import wheat from America.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, kind of to get back to your comment, Joe, about, you know, it's not the food, but it's kind of like how the food has changed. But a big reason why the food has changed in terms of its quantities of protein and gluten and carbohydrates in its natural state is a major result of chemicals, which I think is why Jackie is continues to see that part. It is a big reason, cause of excess chemicals, synthetic chemicals, as well as not properly nourishing our soils, because it's from the soils that our foods get their nourishment, including our animals. Mm-hmm. So if you are not getting meat that is pasture-raised, pasture-fed, right, grass-fed, roaming around on nature's earth, they're not receiving those nutrients from the earth. And I don't know if that helps what you were trying to get to in terms of, you know, how our foods have changed, even in the natural state. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's been synthetic forms that have changed that, is what I'm trying to get to.
Right. It is very difficult in a world where things are so compartmentalized. Our food industry has become, vilified in some ways, and has been blamed in some ways for much of what's going on with the health of the American diet. And it's not because they're evil. It's not because they want to do bad things. It's because it's a business, and not always driven by perfect knowledge. They don't know. They didn't know.
Right.
That,
none of us are perfect. Exactly.
No, they didn't know that having grains with 40 times the gluten of grains in the past is a bad thing, and we're discovering perhaps now that that's not a good thing, and so that's why these books come out. Tracy, what would you say to someone who says, okay, I get it, there, lots of things have changed, there's lots of information out there now about low-carb, high-fat diets that seem to have a lot of validity, and there's a lot of science behind them. Where do you go to find out what's really true?
Well, I have a lot of my resources that I look to. One major resource is Weston A. Price. They're a not-for-profit organization that has studied foods from the ancient times, various cultures. Weston A. Price was a pioneer in the dentist industry who took a sabbatical to go and study various cultures around the world and their diets and the form of their face and their teeth. That's just one of my several, types of references that I do go to in terms of finding that information. So when I do work with the clients, I'm always, if they want more information to read, I give them references to educate themselves. I feel the more one is educated, the more the willing their body is to, and their mind is willing to seek out resources for them to find a better way of health or just even a preventative health for that case. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a real exciting time these days in the health industry, is because I think people are becoming more aware of how there is more illness and disease out there, and they're starting to look differently at foods. And I think there's a more we're kind of going back almost to the pioneer age, where people are buying more locally, becoming more locally aware, and seeking foods that have less chemicals of that nature. And so I'll give them references too of where to shop, where to get foods that are, you know, have more nourishment and less chemicals for them.
Now we're getting into an area that I love. This is something that I've been doing a lot of research on, and that is, did you know that 60% of the cost of a head of lettuce is transportation? And this leads into the discussion about how we need to have more urban farms, so that the food is grown near the people that eat it. And this isn't only a discussion about economics. It's a discussion about food security in the case of disasters. It's a discussion about health, because if you can grow the food close, then you can actually, in a sense, watch the farmer and ask questions about how they grow the food. And then they can grow the food in a way that the food is much healthier. And so urban farming has been something that I've been studying a lot in the last few years. And the Weston A. Price Foundation, oh my gosh, Weston, WestonAPrice, WestonAPrice.org. The videos of him in the 30s and 40s going out and talking to these tribes, they're hilarious in many ways, because he was so matter-of-fact about it. And so, it's just incredible to see these old films. They're not videos, obviously. He lived from 1870 to 1948. And so the films of him going and talking to these tribes about their health and the food that they ate and how they gathered the food and how they prepared the food and all that are almost comical. But the foundation and what they do is just amazing. It's worthy of your perusal. Yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, fortunately for us, people fortunately are getting back. You know, they're getting back to the, for lack of a better word, the old ways.
Mm.
I just recently, you watch Anthony Bourdain? You ever watch him on CNN? Parts Unknown?
Yes.
Love him. I was watching one where he was down in Charleston. Mm-hmm. And he had one of the big local chefs taking him around. And what this guy is doing is he was able to go to these outside communities, the Gullah community and other native communities that are still growing ancient grains and doing it the way they have for hundreds of years. And now in his restaurants, on his menus, he's using all this stuff. It's very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think there's a lot of restaurants that are now seeing this as well, which I think is exciting too, because I do a lot of food preparation. Every now and then I like to have some time to go out to a restaurant. But know that the food I'm going to eat, you know, is food like I would prepare in my kitchen. And I think a lot of restaurants are picking up on that. They're buying local, they're buying organic. And then even with the urban farming, there's now, if you can't get yourself to go to a farmer to get your produce, I mean, there are small organizations locally that will bring you your produce once a week or twice a week or whatever you sign up for.
Right.
Which
right.
is really exciting too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is where a free plug for an organization that we don't have a connection with, but my wife and I, we've used them often. It's called Farm Fresh to You.
Yes.
And you can just Farm Fresh to You, just like it sounds, farmfreshtoyou.com. You can contract with them, and they'll bring you a box of produce every other week or every week, and you get to specify where it comes from and what it is, and it's all organic, and it's produce grown within several hundred miles of us, mm-hmm. if not several hundred miles of us, somewhere in California, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yes, it's a great organization. I agree.
There you go. They're not actually urban farms, but that's fine. It's still good stuff. But,
it's local.
It's local. It's not thousands of miles away.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know, it goes back to, I stopped drinking bottled water years ago because I was reading, what's her name, Nancy, from out of San Francisco, the famous chef, Nancy, help me out here.
Well, Nancy, yes, that's the one that's throwing me. Nancy Sinatra?
No, she's a famous chef. Anyway, she was one of the first to really get back into the, organic, locally grown stuff. And I read an article of she was being interviewed, and it just struck me. She was saying all this bottled water, you're paying all this money for bottled water. How much energy it takes to transport, to make the plastic that it's in, the bottles, and then those giant cargo ships. That bring that water from Fiji, and all these places. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, my goodness.
Right.
Why am I doing this? So I quit buying bottled water at least 10 years ago.
Just the image.
Not to even think of the plastic. You don't know how long that water's been in the plastic and the chemicals coming off the plastic into your water, too.
Right.
So yeah.
Bottled water, not good.
If you're not by a spring, you're not by a natural well, you know, your best alternate right now is reverse osmosis and then, you know, re-adding some natural salt to it to regain your minerals and put it in the sunlight to charge it.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's just, I bought a filter.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a filter.
Yeah, reverse osmosis, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, So
that brings me to, and I know, Jackie, that you said that you wanted to talk about the weekend guide.
Just a couple of things, just a couple of highlights for this weekend. Free People is hosting Yoga on the Beach on Saturday, February 20th, from 9 to 11 a.m. Beginner class will run from 9 to 9:50 and will be followed by an intermediate class from 10 to 10:50. And after each class, attendees are invited back to the Free People store for refreshments, giveaways, and a chance to shop a special assortment of Free People movement products. They're located at 300 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach. El Segundo Museum of Art presents the opening of Experience Number 20 Plan on Sunday, February 21st. That's going to run through May 22nd. There's a lot going on Sunday. They're going to have curatorial remarks. They're going to have one of the artists in residence do performance art. I think it's also Family Day and stuff, so there's a lot going on at El Segundo Museum of Art on Sunday. The Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy presents the second annual Wild and Scenic On-Tour Film Festival on Sunday, February 21st at 4 p.m. at Redondo Union High School. It's basically going to be 12 short films. Will be screened over 2 hours. Tickets are $10 online, $15 at the door. I have to correct something I put in my weekend guide yesterday. I wrote that the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce presents the mixer at Bailing Kitchen this evening, which was yesterday. It wasn't last night. It's next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Redondo Beach Chamber mixer at Bailing Kitchen is next Wednesday night from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $5 for chamber members and $20 for non-members. All right? Next Wednesday, Bailing, the mixer. Okay? The Torrance Police Department is going to host Coffee with a Cop on Wednesday, February 24th, from 8 to 10 a.m. at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, and that's located at 25345 Quintrell Boulevard in Torrance. And one last thing I want to mention, we had Gary Sweeney on the show yesterday, artist Gary Sweeney. All right, he's selling his childhood home in Manhattan Beach, but before he hands over the keys, it's going to spend its final days as an art exhibit. It's called A Manhattan Beach Memoir, 1945 to 2015. He's covered the exterior of the home with giant plywood. He took his father's photo collection of the 70 years his family owned the home and mounted these giant blown-up photographs all over the house. It's fabulous. Make a point to stop by and see it. The home is located at 320 35th Street in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
When the new developers bought it, they're gonna tear the house down.
Right.
So this is a short-lived event, and you've got another 10 days or so to go see it. And it's picking up. It's now a worldwide phenomenon. They're picking up this story in the UK, in the Ukraine, New Zealand. It's amazing. So go check it out if you haven't yet.
Now, Jackie, I have to tell you one thing that came to me in a dream yesterday is the – first of all, this is the most amazing art exhibit and celebration of Southern California culture, South Bay culture. You have to go see this before it's gone. 320 35th Street. Jackie, do you know how important that address is?
It is
the address. It is similar to the address in what I consider to be one of the greatest American films ever made, in It's a Wonderful Life. George and Mary live at 320 Sycamore.
Okay.
In the old Granville house. Now, it's the old Granville house in It's a Wonderful Life, 320 Sycamore, and it's the
The Sweeney House.
The Sweeney House in Manhattan Beach at 320 35th.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I don't think any of us thought of that.
It just hit me like a bolt of lightning.
I'm going to have to go back and watch that movie and make sure it's just 320.
320 is correct.
Yeah.
Jackie, I wanted to say, I'm sure you have this on your website. This is also a week, and you were mentioning the free yoga class, that Beach City Health Districts are having their free fitness weekends and for fitness. And I know this because we're having we usually host a class during that weekend at Codynamics. Once a month they hold that. And so, yeah, that is also this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, yes. And that was at the top of my list, and some way or another I went right by it. I don't know why I did that. I didn't read the whole thing. So, this weekend, starting today. Today, Saturday and Sunday, Beach City's Health District, free fitness weekends.
Yes.
And you know what that is, Joe. They have a bunch of studios in the Beach Cities. As Tracy said, Codynamics is one of them. Some of the local gyms, some of the local studios, and they offer free classes. What did I write? Question. What's better than breaking a healthy sweat at a top fitness studio? Answer, doing it for free.
Yay!
Yes, that is this weekend.
Tracy, we could have two or three more shows covering just, you know, a fraction of the topics that we've discussed. I mean, we've discussed how the food that we eat is the most important or the most influential drug you'll ever take is the food that you eat. Food is a drug, and it is a powerful influence on our health. And we just we're too casual with food, and food has become a product sold to us, advertised to us, and it's seriously endangering our lives. We've talked about we haven't really talked about what you do in the world of Pilates and fitness. We haven't hardly even covered that. You have to come back, Tracy.
You'll have to come back. But we got a couple of minutes. Tell us. Yeah.
So Pilates is what I originally started off with. As you read in my bio, I started off in a corporate world career. I have always had a personal background of health and fitness, and I found how you could change the body by diet and health, diet and fitness, and I became really intrigued, as well as how I can heal. I've had several injuries, we'll say, and I've been able to heal through them. And when I started to change my career, I looked into physical therapy, started a school in it, and then I was educated about Pilates, and I fell in love at first sight on how you can have an exercise that is both exercise and therapeutic. And I love it. Our studio, we max our classes out at 5 people to keep an intimate setting. We also offer privates, one-on-one, and semi-privates, 2 or 3 people in a session, to help bring individuality to a person's session to help them find body awareness, how to, you know, use their core muscles, which are postural muscles, to help carry them better throughout their daily activities, not just within a Pilates session. So if you're sitting at a desk all day long, if you drive, you know, sit in traffic for hours, you know, or even just, you know, for your other extracurricular exercise activities, whether it be golfing, tennis, swimming, volleyball, so on and so forth. So it's been an exciting journey. I don't know if you want me to talk a little bit about what Pilates is or...
Sure. Please do. Pilates.
Joseph Hubert Pilates. So originally it was called Contrology when he originally manifested the movements. He was born in Germany, and he actually started to train police and what you would call more like a bodyguards. And a lot of it started on the mat. The equipment didn't come around until he started to work in hospitals with war-injured individuals, where he began to use the springs on the hospital beds as exercise equipment to strengthen the muscles. It then blew up into the dance population, the dance world, and that's kind of really how it's grown. And so I think that's why a lot of women are accustomed to it, and men seem to fear it a little bit. They think it's a women exercise, but it actually originated with men. So it's a very challenging exercise to be able to hold yourself properly and work muscles with that all at the same time. So it's a very full-on body exercise. It's not just the core, but the core is what should be initiating all your exercises, which is really fantastic. And so it can be done as mat work on the floor. It can also be done on equipment. Some of the equipment is called reformers or a Cadillac or a trapeze table is what it's also called.
Hmm. Have you ever done Pilates, Joe?
No, I have not, but they do offer classes at the Beach City Health District.
Well, you got to go. Or you can go to Tracy's class.
I was
going to
say, you can come right in.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
we'll have to call Tracy.
Manhattan Beach. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I wanted to call Tracy and schedule a class for this weekend because it's free, what's the phone number? Where do I call?
Now that would be 310-798-7600.
Okay.
Right. And the website?
The website, again, is COE, that's my last name, COE, and then hyphen dynamics, and it's .com.
co-dynamics.com.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
And I bet these classes probably fill up quick on these free weekends, huh?
They do, and we love seeing it because it gives people an opportunity to maybe experience something they've never experienced before.
Right.
That's what I love about these free fitness weekends. They have, like, boxing studios, yoga studios, spin studios, Pilates studios. They have all these different things that you can try something new for free.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
No, can you give me that number again? I want to get it now.
Certainly. Sure. It's 310-798-7600.
Good. Good. Wonderful. I've never tried Pilates. I would love to try it.
Yep. You will love it. People who don't like to exercise love Pilates because at first they get to lay down for quite a bit. And then I get to trick them into exercising.
That's wonderful. We've talked about so many different things. It's a joy. You obviously are having fun, Tracy, doing this.
I am. It is. I have been blessed with a career that, you know, I don't have to consider quote unquote a job, but something that I enjoy to do, and it's definitely a passion of mine. So thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us. It's been wonderful. And so are you, just a few notes, are you growing? Are you looking to grow? Or is there always going to be just one CO-Dynamics?
You can never say never. So at this point, we're one. I'm not currently looking to grow, but you know what? My options are always open to see, you know, where God wants to take me, really.
Right. Be open to the possibilities, right?
Open to possibilities, exactly.
All right. Well, because I think that this is the thing, this is the trend that really is powerful, is having one-stop shop where you can go and get the nutritional expertise and get the fitness expertise all in one place. I think is so helpful to people because, again, even though we've just been talking about, the food is different and this and that, still people are so busy, they really don't have time to educate themselves or to go to multiple different, you know, experts. They need one stop that they can go.
Absolutely.
And get all of their services and information. Yeah.
Yeah, and someone they can trust, it becomes a relationship is really what it becomes.
Right. Right, right, absolutely. So there's still a great need for that. Well, thank you so much, Tracy Coe of CO-Dynamics. We really enjoyed having you today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Wonderful. And what a great weekend coming up. It's going to be warmer, according to those lying weathermen, right, Jackie?
We'll see. Hey, quick program note for tomorrow, next week.
Yeah.
We're going to have our annual Dancing with the South Bay Star Show next Thursday.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have some of the dancers.
Great. Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
It's going to be a full house next Thursday. Have a fantastic weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye now. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure,
Joe.